This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Friday, July 12th. Well, the bears are unleashed on the corn market in Thursday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
What a difference a day makes. We had the last USDA report last month, and it was shockingly bearish for corn. Not what the market expected. Well, today's wasn't shockingly bearish, but it was definitely bearish. So last report, market sold off, but today we just couldn't find any new sellers. So that's something to keep in mind. Today's report, the numbers did come out bigger than expected, more corn than expected. So that would have initially made us trade lower, but we survived the day and actually closed up around 9 cents on the day. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, if you take a look at what the technicians will look at, we've got like a nice pennant or flag formation forming in D's corn, and that's going to give us levels both up and down support and resistance to kind of keep an eye on as we get closer and closer to around August 1st is when it looks like this pennant should have some breakout.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 24 and a half at 535 and a half. July corn was up 13 and a half at 448. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 613. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 20, ranging from 586.5 to 596.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 12.25, ranging from 616.25 to 626.25. Live cattle for August was up a quarter at 107.95. August feeder cattle was up 27.5 cents at 143 even. And July class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 1735.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.